My name is Zuli, and since 2010, I've become addicted to snapping photos of my food. I also keep a recipe and restaurant review blog at foodiezuli.com.
Did you know? Did you know?
Did you know? The papaya enzyme called papain is used as a meat tenderizer. It breaks down tough meat's fibers. Creamy papaya sorbet recipe. Hey guys, I hope you're doing awesome. Today's recipe is something I put together based on an early morning craving. I'm calling this my creamy papaya sorbet recipe, which sounds fancy, but it's super fast and easy to make. If I made this again, it would likely be as a dessert, even though it's pretty good for you. I know it's November and most of you are probably thinking a sorbet is not appropriate, but I'm in Florida and when I made this, it was going to be an 80 degree day. What made this sorbet recipe so easy to make is that I used my Nutribullet to make it, but any blender will do. Combine all the ingredients in a blender and blend until smooth. It's okay if some pieces of fruit stay in chunks. The result is a couple of servings of creamy sorbet that'll have just a hint of coconut flavor. This was so good. If you try my recipe, I'd love for you to share it with me. Tag me on Twitter or Instagram. My link information is in the show notes. For the full recipe, head over to the original blog post. Foodie, 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 foodie tip. Slightly green papayas will ripen quickly at room temperature, especially if placed in a paper bag. As the papaya ripens, it will turn from green to yellow. Place ripe papayas in a plastic bag and store in the refrigerator. Papayas will keep for up to a week, but it's best to use them within a day or two. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would really appreciate it if you leave a review on iTunes. Also, connect with me on social media and let me know what you are interested to hear next. Links to those are on the show notes.